Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Speaking of the system, they're going to be adding an arm or a bat in the draft coming up with the second overall pick. And the big question right now is, what is going to happen at the top of the draft board? There are all kinds of rumors. We've reached silly season of the draft where every day there's another thing coming out. I will tell you personally that I have heard some rumblings, okay, that the Pirates could be trying to cut a deal at number one. Now, what does that mean? That would mean not Dylan Cruz. Maybe you get Paul Skeens a little under slot to go 1-1. A name that I have heard, and it's a little bit crazy, but I'm telling you that this could be a thing, is Max Clark, the 18-year-old outfielder from Indiana, possibly really wants to go first and would take a below slot number from Pittsburgh. Remember, they picked first a couple years ago. They passed on Marcelo Meyer, who was the highest ceiling player in the class, to take Henry Davis, the catcher from Louisville, who's now in the big leagues already. I mean, they could do a similar thing where they save a little money with the first pick. They take a guy they like. They spend more a little bit later. So if they were to take, you know, someone other than Dylan Cruz, it would make for a fascinating debate for the Nationals as to what they do at number two. And specifically, hypothetically, let's say they take Max Clark and now the Nats have their choice between the two LSU players. Skeens, who we've talked about for months, or Cruz, the outfielder from LSU, both 21 years old. These college teammates who just won the College World Series. So I want to put that to you, Toby. And I would ask all of our listeners this. You could tweet us. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Toby, your Twitter account?
At Toby underscore Altizer.
Not Altizer, as the person who...
Again, voiced. It still sounds cooler, but it's Altizer.
So what would you do if they do cut a deal like this crazy rumor I'm hearing that maybe they go with Max Clark at one, who's a really good high school player, 18-year-old left-handed bat, twitchy, speedy guy from Indiana. You got to choose between Cruz and Skeens. Do you go with the surer thing bat? Do you go with the can't miss quote unquote pitcher who's put up Strasburg numbers? What do you do?
It's a couple of things here. So Skeens obviously would put you over the top with the rotation. And so you could add him in immediately thinking that he could be your ace going forward, have a rotation of Skeens and Josiah Gray and Mackenzie Gore, and then a couple more of whatever guys really pan out for you, Rutledge, Cavalli, Jake Irvin, whoever it is. And you could really have your rotation set for the foreseeable future. So I understand that. And I've kind of been on the Skeens train because I just assumed that Cruz would go one. But if Cruz is there, I don't see how you can pass on him. You get the opportunity to have James Wood continue to develop like he has and looks like he could be a superstar. And then you add in a guy like Dylan Cruz, who maybe could be a superstar, but for sure you're getting an everyday outfielder who could be a very good player for this organization going forward. And you could think about the guys going forward where you've got Abrams at second base or at shortstop. You got Garcia at second base. Hopefully Brady House pans out and he can be your third baseman. Then you got Wood and you'd have Cruz, and you've got so much of the position players filled in. And then you just think, all right, when they're good in 3, 4, 5 years, then the Nationals could spend at starting pitching and bring in one guy. And hopefully the rest of these guys have developed as well. I kind of like the option of going Cruz here, even though early on I've kind of leaned Skeens. I kind of like the idea of going Cruz if he's there. I feel like he's more sure. He, like you said, multiple times we brought this up, arms break at times. And so going with a guy like Skeens, there's that injury risk. Whereas with Cruz, you're going to get a bat, a guy that's more proven, a guy that's probably a little safer. So I would take Cruz in this spot.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem, it can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I would too. I want to stress, I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
For me, I defer to, and we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, I go bat over arm and I break ties with hitters. Why do I do that? Number one, they are safer in terms of injuries. They suffer fewer of them. And when they get hurt, they're out for less time on average. The idea of a pitcher throwing 100, You're waiting for Tommy John surgery at this point in today's day and age. It's just the way that it goes. That's not a death sentence. It doesn't mean your career's over. It does mean you have to go a season, you know, sometimes bridged halfway through a year to the next year without a guy. And then when they come back for the following calendar year after that, they're on very restricted innings and pitch limits. And, you know, it's basically a couple of years before they're back to just being able to go out and pitch without you having to think about it. So for that reason alone, almost, I always defer to bat over arm at the top of the draft board. Skeens has gotten to a point where he's so special and so unique that he kind of breaks through my normal rule. I still think Cruz is the best prospect in the class. I will say, as I talk to more and more people, though, and I'm not just saying that I do that, like this is part of my gig outside of the 106.7 The Fan. I host the draft show on MLB Network Radio and do a prospects and draft show for them, you know, leading up to the draft. So we have not only players on, but I'm talking to scouts and people with different teams. And one thing I'm hearing a lot of is it does seem like around baseball, and this is not a knock on Cruz because he's been awesome, like everyone was talking about him as this head and shoulders better than everyone else prospect. And I don't think that's the case anymore. You know, Skeens closed the gap, obviously, but I think Wyatt Langford closed the gap with the season he had, the big power hitting outfielder from Florida. Like, I don't think that would be a terrible pick, frankly. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they'll take one of the players from LSU. Walker Jenkins, the high schooler from Carolina. I like him a little more than Max Clark, the high schooler from Indiana. Like, both of those guys in a five-player pool of essentially the best players in the country, like, they're all kind of viewed as closer to Cruz maybe than they were at one point in time. And some of that surprises me because, like, Clark and Jenkins haven't been playing in a little while, and Cruz was still killing it in the College World Series. He had, I think, what, did he have four hits in the deciding game or something like that? But my point is just to say, like, I don't know that there's an obvious answer or a right answer or a wrong answer. You know, there are times where you go, you can't pass on this guy. I mean, if you just rewind a year ago, I remember sitting at a table before our draft broadcast, the night before at dinner with former GMs and some baseball people, and we were all arguing about Drew Jones versus Jackson Holliday and the top of that draft board. And at that time, no one was basically saying that Jackson Holliday was way better than the other guys. Like, no one. And you fast forward a year, and it's so glaringly obvious that Jackson Holliday is the dude from that class. Now, doesn't mean those other guys won't all be awesome too, but Jackson Holliday is right now my number one prospect in all of baseball. He'll be in the futures game. And so my point is just to say, like, this is such an inexact science still, but it's hard to imagine, Tobe, that Cruz won't be a really good big leaguer.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, again,
Langford wouldn't be a really good big leaguer. That Skeens wouldn't be. And for that reason, these guys are going to move quick. They're going to be in Double A next year. Like, I don't think they can go wrong, but I would rank it, just to be on record, Cruz narrowly ahead of Skeens, narrowly ahead of Langford, if I was making the pick. And honestly, I think I would probably put Walker Jenkins even with Langford in the third spot.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed whatever direction they decide to go, because you think about it and you think about what they have in the system right now in terms of pitchers. They've got a lot of guys that project as middle, late rotation guys, and then Mackenzie Gore looks like he could be an ace, but they're missing a number one or a number two to go alongside Gore, so Skeens would fill that. Whereas if you draft Cruz, you get another outfielder and you kind of ensure the fact that you're going to have a couple of those guys work out with Wood and Green and Hassel. All those guys, at some point, you'd hope a couple of those guys would pan out. So either way, it's a good year to be drafting this high in the draft, where there's really probably three guys, maybe even a couple more, that would be top draft picks and other drafts. And so it's a good year to be drafting up this high. And if the Nationals are going to have the choice of them, I'll trust Mike Rizzo to make the right choice.